Australia National Breakfast, Philip Clark sitting in for Fran Kelly. Well, it's been an extraordinary week in the media. The British Parliament and the highest levels of the British police. Here in Australia, the government's announced that it's considering tougher privacy legislation in response to the UK phone hacking scandal. Under the proposed changes, the government would introduce a statutory right to enable Australians to sue for serious breaches of privacy. Now, in a moment, we'll be joined by Media Watch host Jonathan Holmes and also columnist with The Australian Mark Day to discuss what this could mean for the media. But first, we're joined by Australia's Privacy Commissioner, Timothy Pilgrim. Timothy Pilgrim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Philip.
As it currently stands, is there any right to privacy enshrined in Australian law for an individual?
Not as such, not in the sense that we're talking now. We do have the Australian Privacy Act, which covers the activities of government agencies and also much of the private sector. But a right of privacy has not been found at this stage through the courts.
Do we need a right of privacy from each other?
I think what we need to look at is the changing environment in which we're in. We're seeing people's sensitivities being highlighted through major data breaches, loss of personal information, major hackings, and also the online phenomenon such as social media, and the sense that people are beginning to feel they're losing control of what's happening about their personal information.
But this is a participatory loss of privacy, isn't it? I mean, does a right of privacy exist in a world of Facebook where people willingly share the most intimate moments of their lives with the world?
Well, people we see every day are making some unusual choices in what they choose to put on social media, but also we're seeing people losing control and having information about them put up by others that they can't do anything about at this stage under their current laws.
Aren't those who push for a greater right to privacy really pushing for a lesser freedom of the press, a most important right that we hold?
I think having a very strong press is an important part of our democratic society, and in doing this review, I think we need to carefully consider the balance so that we don't lose one in gaining the other.
The government says it's going to pick up on some old recommendations of the Australian Law Reform Commission and perhaps consider whether there should be an action for a serious breach of privacy. What's a serious breach?
Well, that's going to be determined ultimately by the courts if this approach gets taken up. But it's going to have to be something that a person can demonstrate through the courts that their home or their family life has been invaded, there's been unauthorised surveillance, and that's caused them some harm or damage.
Yeah, it's a delicate balance though, isn't it, between the right to speak freely and express things freely and a right to privacy.
It certainly is a delicate balance, and it's one we in the office deal with on a daily basis in looking at complaints that come to us from individuals about the loss of their personal information by organisations or government agencies, and it's one that has to be weighed up carefully, because at the end of the day, in a society such as the one we live in, privacy can't be an absolute, but to the greatest degree possible, people should be able to control what happens to their personal information.
In a world, as you say, where information is digitised, what does it actually mean to say that there's a right to privacy? Because once one's information is digitised, it exists forever and is always accessible by someone, isn't it?
Well, potentially that's the case. And one of the things I think, and if we look at it as an evolutionary approach, is what steps do we need to take in the future to make sure that a person can have the ability, to the greatest degree possible, to have themselves removed from the internet or their information removed? And I think this may be part of the evolution of these sort of laws to give people control over their personal information.
Who's trying to be protected here, do you think?
Well, I think any of these laws, as they develop, are aimed to protect everybody in the community, all citizens of the country, and they should apply equally to everyone.
If we have a greater right to privacy, should we consequently have a strengthened right to freedom of expression, perhaps through a Bill of Rights?
Well, that's a bigger debate and one I think that will engage the Parliament in the longer term. However, I think that we need to make sure that whatever law we develop does get that balance right between freedom of speech, freedom of the press, but the right of the individual to control their personal information as much as possible.
All right, good to talk with you.
You're welcome.
Timothy Pilgrim, the Australian Privacy Commissioner, to discuss the right to privacy versus the freedom of the of expression, the freedom of the media to publish. And that's really the tension that's going on here.